Holy crap. I am sitting here just outside the United Center with probably 7,000 cars. We're not going anywhere. We haven't gone anywhere for about... No one's moving. I'm not moving. I'm here with Ryan.
Hello, all.
I'm here with Tommy.
How's it going?
And to say that we're on cloud nine is an understatement, because we witnessed what could be one of the greatest, if not the greatest moment in professional wrestling to this day, in my opinion. And what I thought was going to be just a simple CM Punk returns to wrestling, my favorite wrestler of all time returns to wrestling. I get to see him for the first time since Payback 2013, I think, or maybe a Raw or something crazy in 2013, where in Payback 2013, he returned, and I sat in the 200 level with my CM Punk flag that I had custom made that I recently got signed by him, and I was like in tears because CM Punk returned after like a 3-month hiatus, and CM Punk just returned after 7-plus years to wrestling in the United Center. 3 Stanley Cups. One was won in the United Center in 2015. Obviously, the 6 championships with the Bulls, the last dance, everybody knows it. Tonight was the first dance. The first dance of many. And holy crap, dude. I don't even know what to say. Let's start. So we're not going anywhere. So we might as well start when we got off. Like, we left to get here at, like, I don't even know, noon, maybe. The show didn't start until 7. The doors didn't open until 6. The gates for the parking didn't open until 5. We literally were, like, trying to figure out what to do. We walked around Target for about an hour, and that was very, very hard to do. And we went to Pro Wrestling Tees. They were sold out of pretty much anything we wanted. And then finally, we parked. We got in line. They let us in after a while. I got the Rampage event shirt because I knew that that's going to be one of the shirts that you need to get. And we sat through 2 hours of dark and elevation. I spilled someone's drink. I feel bad if you're listening. I don't think you're listening. I apologize, but I felt really bad. I said sorry like 5, like 10 times. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I was willing to like pay for a new one too. But then it was like a minute before, and Tommy was like, hey, the wrestlers are coming out of the thing. I'm like, oh my god, dude.
I think that was no tweet.
Yeah, that was actually
that was you.
So I what you happened told me. What happened is I could tell that like they were setting up for something, because all of a sudden I'm like staring at the ramp and just trying to see what's going on, and all of a sudden I just see a huge group of wrestlers just come out to the side, and I'm like, oh boy, like they're not gonna do this for just anything. Like, they can just go easily sit in a monitor, so they want to be a part of something.
Yeah.
And oh my god, dude. Like, it's just how everything happened. I don't even know.
So then, like, the show started, everyone starts chanting CM Punk, and like I didn't know what to expect, because I think everybody, like, I don't know, in my head I thought he's gonna, like, it's gonna be the main event thing.
I thought
Darby would come out at the end and it would be a thing. All of a sudden, the TV, like, graphics from the Titantron pop on the screen.
No. I hate to interrupt you, but first, yeah. So the whole crowd is chanting CM Punk to open the show, CM Punk, all that. And then the two entrance ramps start flashing red and white.
And Mike
pointed that out. He's like, oh my god, they're flashing red and white. And I looked at it, and I looked at him. I was like, oh my god, they're starting off with it. And then, go ahead, Mike.
So then it changes to the Tron things. And, oh, I mean, like, and everyone kind of paused. And it was like, what is this? And then I realized it. And I started jumping up and down. And we were freaking out. Like, from that point on, it literally was just like a dream. Like, I don't know what I just witnessed. like the theme hit. You couldn't, like, I recorded, like, the video, the clip that I recorded, you couldn't even hear the theme because everyone was freaking out. We just watched the clip on Twitter of the live feed, and that pop, I'll tell you what, man. I was at Money in the Bank 2011. That was, like, to say that this moment was better than Money in the Bank 2011 is an understatement. Like, for so many years, I would mention Money in the Bank 2011. I can never stop talking about this freaking show. And for the rest of my life, I will talk about this event right now. So can I just like kind of go into context with here? So I was at the National Card Show convention, whatever. And they all the news broke about United Center being a show for Rampage. The second, it was really weird. And luckily, Tommy and Ryan were there to try to get tickets. Ryan, you want to, like, explain what's happening? What happened with those tickets?
Yeah, so what ended up happening was, so we get on, and, like, honestly, I wasn't even nervous about purchasing tickets. I was more just like, oh, this will be easy. If I was able to get all-out tickets, like, I'm not in the least bit concerned about this. And so we pull up Ticketmaster. Tommy and I are on the phone. And the whole time, I'm pretty nonchalant about it. And Tommy, like, we're kind of in the process of buying tickets. And then Tommy just goes, brother, I've got 2,000 people in front of me in the queue. Where are you at? And I'm like, well, I only have like 80. And so we start going through and clicking tickets. And originally I tried like second row ringside or like, I don't even think it was camera side necessarily. And boy, oh boy, am I glad that I said, you know what? I got some ramp tickets. CM Punk will have to walk right by us. And boy, he did more than just walk right by us.
So across from the ramp, there was a guy holding a sign that earlier in the night, it said, one side said, if CM Punk is here, we riot. The other side, if CM Punk isn't here, we riot. And I was like, who does this guy think he is? He's holding it up during like the dark, which is going to be on like Monday and Tuesday. He's going to look like a geek, like with the CM Punk, you know, is here, we riot thing. And later on, I eventually realized, like, who it was. I remember seeing him, like, years and years and years, like, posting pictures, like, meeting Punk. And, like, you know, it was like a bit. You know what I mean? Like, it was, like, a joke, I'm assuming, between them two. And I think, you know, like, now that I know that, I was like, okay, like, it makes sense now. So Punk enters. He goes over there. He hugs him. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty sweet, dude. Like, you know, there's, like, a inside joke kind of thing. And Punk has time to, like, you know, go, like, hug him for it. And that was really cool. Punk turns around.
All right, I'm just going to take over from here. So Punk and I make eye contact, and I'm waving him. I'm like, come here, come here. And he's looking at me. He's like, you? Like, pointing at me. He's like, me? Like, yes, like, come over here. He's like, I'm going to jump. And I just yelled, I'm like, fucking do it. Like, I don't know why. It sounded like I was on, like, The Notebook. Like, it was just, but I was just so excited, and I couldn't believe it. And all of a sudden, he comes charging at us, jumps up, and we just hug.
Oh, my God, dude.
We almost just saw an accident in the parking lot.
No, he doesn't want them to go in because they want them to go out. Okay, sorry, continue.
So Punk jumped into my arms and, like, Tommy and I's arms together, and we were hugging. And Punk was not kidding because he said, you better catch me. I thought I could. I hugged him. We fell on the ground together.
Hold on. Everybody in arm's distance fell on the ground.
It was a game of bowling. We were all down.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I literally, like, I'm pretty sure my body bent 90 degrees backwards. Like, my feet were planted. My back was 90 degrees to the ground. I was holding on to dear life from my, like, I'm on the chair. Like, I thought my arm was going to pop out of its socket. Like, that was something. And in the moment I was recording this and I posted pictures, I don't want to, like, toot my own horn, but it went viral. Currently still going viral as we talk about it. I'll have to tweet the video at some point. They're turning off the lights, dude.
I also want to point out, when Punk jumped into my arms, like, security pulled him up, and I was hugging and holding on to him. So he and I both kind of went up together.
Yeah.
And Punk's looking around, and he, like, I think he had said, because he looked, like, in my direction, and, like, he and I had made eye contact, and he kind of said something like, let's fucking go. And then he turned and, like, just didn't look at me the rest of the time. But I had my arm around him, and you can see me on TV with my arm around CM Punk screaming, it's fucking CM Punk. So I hope no future employers get a hold of that.
Hey, man, I mean, Like, that was insane. And, like, when I was going down, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go down swinging. Not actually, like, punching. I literally just, like, was... I continued to record. And I literally just, like... I literally tried to just film everything that happened. And literally, Punk's face, like, was, like, literally, like, in my face. The only thing I could compare it to, which nobody... Like, this is, like, a random comparison that only I can remember. I went to an all-time low show. All-time low show. In December of 2019, right before the pandemic happened, at the Chicago Blues or the Chicago House of Blues, and I was like pretty close. And Jack Bearcat, like literally, just like he like climbed onto the freaking like the barricade like he normally does. I don't think he jumped in the crowd, but I literally just like saw him right there, and I knew that I was like, I'm about to die. I'm about to die today. Like, and in that moment, I was like, I'm gonna remember this picture in my head forever. But it would have been cool to get a picture of it. So I redeemed myself in more ways than one today, and that was one of those ways. My right leg, will it hurt in the morning? Will my back hurt in the morning? Sure. I don't care. I'll worry about that tomorrow. I want to worry about tonight. So Punk cuts the promo. I mean, he pretty much like, I mean, he told it all. It was a tell-all for CM Punk in that promo. And during the promo, like, the owner of Pro Wrestling Tees, like, and all, like, the workers of Pro Wrestling Tees were front row TV side. They pull out the flag. I see someone rows and rows and rows up with the shirt, and I'm like, all right, it's go time. Like, we gotta go. So, waiting for the right time, Punk does his promo. And in the moment, I was like, you know what? If I get the shirt, I get the shirt. If I don't, I don't. And literally, like, at one point, I just turned to Tommy, and I was like, if we want to go, we gotta go now.
Yeah.
So I pushed my way through, like, the people. I did not get any drinks over this time. We went up to the line. And at that point, like, the line was, like, I would say maybe 500 people were in line in front of us. And so we waited for maybe... Well, okay, so we left during CM Punk's... Or at the very end of CM Punk's promo. And we got the shirts just as Jon Moxley was making his entrance on Rampage. And the reason I say just as Jon Moxley was making his entrance on Rampage, because they were setting up a light literally in the middle of the lines. There was two lines. One was going one way, one was going the other, around the arena. And I see this light and the cameras, and all of a sudden everyone's freaking out. And here comes Jon Moxley. I just see him trotting along. And at this point, everybody who's anybody that was trying to be in line at the shirts, like, we were pretty close. I would say maybe we were, like, 10 people away from getting the shirts anyway. But everybody just left. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to walk up and get the shirt. And by the way, I just want to throw this out there. If it was up to me, I would get a shirt for every single person that I know. But it's one of those things that, in the moment, like, I just wanted to get my shirt. I didn't get the shirt at Money in the Bank 2011. I've said that over and over again. I just wanted to worry about my shirt. And, like, it is what it is. I'm sorry. I am. I wish I can get everybody a shirt. Afterward, I realized that, like, the merch people, like, they didn't care. They were just, like, selling people tons and tons and tons. So, like, I mean, I redeemed myself from 10 years ago. That's all I got to say about that. And literally, like, going crazy. Like, I paid $14 for two sodas. That was something else. I think Tommy's Lemonade is still sitting on one of the tables.
I think it is.
Oops. But, like, I mean, we got the shirt. We got the moment. We had a moment. Me, Ryan, and Tommy each had our own moments with CM Punk. Like, also, I just got to say, I'm so glad that nobody, like, attacked him or anything, because that was such a cool moment. And I'm glad that no negativity, like, came from it. And I really am. And shout out to the people that were sitting around us who were, like, that respectful. And I do got to say, they were doing the dark matches and, the dark, whatever it's called, the dark and level, what's it called?
Didn't do elevation today. It was just dark.
Oh, it was just dark?
Yeah, it was just
dark. Okay. So they're doing all the dark matches. And from the moment those started to the moment those ended, there was one CM Punk chant, and it was during a break. When, like, the local wrestler was coming to the ring, they were setting up some stuff. It was a Punk chant for, like, I don't even know, like, 30 seconds. And after that, when they started the matches, boom, it was quiet. We were back to, like, wrestling. And I thought that was the coolest thing just for the sake of, by the way, if you look behind us, there's an AEW truck leaving.
Is there?
Behind.
Oh, wow.
I was, like, in the window. But I just thought that was so cool and so respectful of the Chicago fans and the United Center. And I thought that was bird poop. That's a leaf on my car. So then, at the end of Punk's promo, he said, I'm giving everybody gets to go home with a free ice cream bar. So we're leaving the arena. And, you know, I just, like, to sidetrack, I wonder if we would have gotten back in line if we would have, like, How long would it have taken to get a shirt?
Well,
because that guy's walking out with a shirt just now, and he probably was, you know, there for a while.
Brian is tweeting.
Brian Alvarez?
No, not Brian. I'll say for everyone else, it's a security guard in the Chicago area for Chicago sports. He just tweeted 3 minutes ago that the line is even longer now. So, like, they're letting people keep go through the line. Dude, I need to know how many shirts.
Shout out to Pro Wrestling Tees.
Yeah.
I wish they would have a parking lot because someone, you know, this kid from the suburbs, like, doesn't know how to parallel park. But, like, shout out to Pro Wrestling Tees and everybody who works at Pro Wrestling Tees because you guys really knocked it out of the park. And I appreciate that. And I know that they, like, have, like, the fans mentality. And if they didn't get a shirt, they would be bummed. So, dude, they're probably working for that, like, months and months and months and months. Yep. Shoot, man, I don't even know what to say.
This was the greatest wrestling thing that I've ever been a part of. And it's one of the best moments of all time. And the fact that I can say CM Punk and I hugged it out and had fell on the floor.
Look at this guy's like watching the videos.
I am. I'm watching the video on repeat because it's just like, that dude, like growing up through high school, junior high, everything, like CM Punk was my guy. Like, I'm from Illinois. I got to rep Punk. Like, that was always the thing. So, like, I was heartbroken when he left in 2014. And every all-in trip, every all-out, it was like CM Punk, CM Punk, CM Punk. And for his first show, for him to jump into our arms and hug, and then I'm just standing there with my arm around him, you can't make this up. Like, this is absurd.
What a moment. I don't even know what to say. Tommy, you got any thoughts?
Listen, man. Punk brought me back, you know, with that pipe bomb and that kind of ensuing storyline. They did, you know, kind of jack it up a little bit at the end, as they do, pal. But, I mean, just tonight, with everything put together, I mean, the crowd was hot from the beginning. People, like Mike said, super respectful, not chanting CM Punk during random matches. But, like, as soon as everyone knew that place, I mean, I couldn't hear the music. I couldn't hear my own thoughts. It was just everyone being together and celebrating. And it was, I mean, that's not something I'm ever going to forget.
Me and Ryan are lactose intolerant, by the way. And we ate those ice cream bars. We're not living tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, there's no tomorrow. And I mean, I'll end on this. Like, I guess this is episode 2. They're slowly shutting off the lights. Oh, maybe that's not the United Center. Anyway, I'll end on this. 2007, WrestleMania 23. I wanted to watch that pay-per-view so bad. I was at my grandma's house, and, like, I just wanted to watch this pay-per-view. And there's like, no, like, it costs $50. Like, we can't buy the pay-per-view. And so, later on that year, I got the DVD of WrestleMania 23. And that was my first wrestling DVD. I watched that so much over and over again. I probably watched that hair versus hair match like a million times. But there's the starting off, like the first match on the show is the Money in the Bank ladder match. And the moment that I saw this guy with long hair and just trotting out in WrestleMania 23, and I heard the announcer say from Chicago, Illinois, I knew that. I was like, this guy is from Chicago. That's awesome. And I literally, from that moment forward, followed everything that he did, from winning the Money in the Bank the first time, the second time. I remember refreshing WWE.com in 2008 and 2009, like, trying to see what was happening at WrestleMania, because I didn't know how to, like, I didn't have money to buy a pay-per-view. Like, I was, like, you know, a kid. And going to the 2010 with the Straight Edge Society stuff, and I remember Night of Champions 2010 was my first pay-per-view I ever attended. And literally, he was in a squash match against Big Show. And I remember him cutting a promo beforehand. And me and maybe 10 other people around the arena were all standing up while everyone sat down and did, like, the gimmick, like, you know, like, put your hands up thing. And then, obviously, 2011 with the Summer of Punk. I don't have to go over that again. And then the 434 title reign. And then when he left, I still followed, like, everything that he did. When he went to the UFC, I followed him to UFC. Like, when he wrote a comic book, I bought his comic book. Like, I literally owe so much to CM Punk. It's insane. When I found out what straight edge meant, like, don't do drugs, you don't drink, I'm pretty sure that, like, him being my idol growing up, and, like, that just being, like, his, like, lifestyle, like, that was, like, my thing through high school, was, like, no, like, I'm straight edge. I don't drink, I don't do drugs. And that literally, as, like, you know, as whatever, as it sounds, like, that's literally just, that's just the story. So, for everything that happened how it did, I don't have anything else to say. Just what a time. Everything was perfect. If you came this far, if you listened this far, thank you. And I hope you had as much fun watching that on TV, or if you were there, I hope you had as much fun as I did. And literally, these people don't understand.
Suck me.
This is a parking lot. It's closed. The poor security guard's like, bro, no. All right, that's all. Thanks for watching, or whatever, listening. I'll see ya in episode 3.